Hello. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And the show is going to be undergoing a bit of a shift, and what we're going to be doing over the next 12 months, we're going to really dive deep into happiness. And this is a topic that I looked around in 2010 when my first book came out, and I went, you know, I got asked all these questions by media about prospecting, because my first book was called Prospect When You Are Happy, which still really a truly treasureful book. And I was like, what can I talk about really that would always be interesting to me over time? Because I have a very interested brain, but it likes to have new things to think about all the time. So I'm always interested in new things and new people and new projects and new businesses, you know? So I was like, And the topic of happiness is one of those topics that really for me never gets old. It's so interesting because first of all, one's happiness changes. Yes. So what makes someone happy or what brings someone happiness or what gives you joy, this is something you can't always put your finger on because it changes all the time. Wow. Yeah. And there's something called evolution. Big shocker. And evolution means our brains are always changing. And so we're in this process as we go through our lives where we're always looking at what is turning us on and what is turning us up. And something that turned us on 2 years ago may or may not turn us on, turn us up today. Oh my goodness. So something that, you know, was pure joy at one point could be a little different right now. All right. So the topic today being happiness, and what I think I'm going to do is just take you through some steps that you can take practically to shift yourself into a higher vibration. And you can listen to this again because you know what? You're going to maybe hear something different. So you're interested in being in a different vibration. So first of all, you kind of have to do a quick check of where you are. So on a 1 to 10 for your happiness, and 10 being just so ridiculously happy that you just can't even think straight. You're so excited. You're jumping up and down, or you're just feeling that great sense of permeative joy that goes through all your body cells. And 1 being, you know, life really isn't worth much, and life really is terrible, and I'm just having a rotten day. And 1 being that, you know, it's just nasty to even be in my physical body. Okay, don't worry, do a quick check, all right? So just check into your body right now. Ask yourself where you are 1 to 10. Okay, cool. And just let that go. So the reason that I bring that up is because we want to just kind of take a quick check because we don't want to do the same exact, you know, remedies or changes or questions if we're at a 1 than if we're at like a 9 and we're trying to just sort of like scooch it up just a teens to be like in the top 0.00001% of happiness on the planet? Or do we want to just sort of like feel better about waking up in the morning? So I'm going to do a quick check from my third eye on where all of y'all are at. And I got about a 6. So I don't know if that resonates with anybody. Could be that's an average of all of yours, or that could be that there are a lot of people kind of like feeling pretty good, but like it could always be better. So, so we're just going to address like, what if I'm about halfway between where I believe I could be in happiness and you know, the absolute depression of the depression. And we want to start by getting into gratitude. And you know, I get this. People say this a lot, but honestly, you cannot be in gratitude and in judgment at the same time. So go ahead and just start gratituding. I just made that word up. I love when I do that. Go ahead and just step into your gratitude. There you go. Like, I'm grateful for my toes. Oh, I'm grateful for my nose. I'm grateful for my ears. I'm grateful for my elbows. I'm grateful for my stomach. I'm grateful for my breasts. You know? Mine are really big. I'm grateful for my really big, beautiful breasts. I'm grateful for my booty. I'm grateful for my knees. I'm grateful for my ankles. I'm grateful for water that I get to drink. Love water. It makes me thirsty. I have some water. I'm grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for the moon. I'm grateful for June. That's when my two of my children were born in June. Yeah, I'm grateful for July. My third child, he was born in July. I'm grateful for the birth moms for two of my children who were adopted at birth. Yes, I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for the sun again and the warmth of it when it's on my shoulders and my forehead and my neck and my back. I'm grateful for the beach and the ocean and the waves and the way they crash. I'm grateful for the sunrise and I'm grateful for the sunset. And I'm grateful for Rich Cruz, who takes photographs of the sunrise and the sunset for my books, Happiness Quotations. Yeah. I'm grateful for my book that's coming out in May on happiness. I'm grateful for you, for the listener. That's gratitude, guys. It's just not that complicated. You just want to start from where you are. And as you're shifting into gratitude, you can sort of feel, I don't know if you felt my heart expanding. I started being grateful for my children. And that, I can't be grateful for my children and brutally unhappy at the same time. I can't. It just doesn't work. Whew. So now let's look at the next level. Once we've sort of shifted a little bit, and you can sort of feel the air and the molecules, everything sort of shift. And now we're going to invite even more happiness today. So what would really be something joyful today? And I got being outside in the sun and being in the trees. So I wonder if I'm going to be outside in the sun and the trees in Los Altos Hills. I might be. There you go. So now invite something to show up in your day that's sort of amazing. And I can't do every single happiness on one single show, so I'm going to cut out in a little bit and let y'all have your day. But really invite something amazing to happen today. And then every time the phone rings or every time you get an email, I want you to ask the question, is this the most amazing thing that I asked showing up? Yeah. Is this something I asked for showing up that's amazing? Yeah. And then just do like a little, that's all that's showing up for me. Do this little pretend hands around the globe, holding hands with all the people that bring you joy. Today, just picture yourself holding hands with the people that bring you joy today. Picture yourself holding hands. There you go. Are there any people in the world that you like? I'll be holding hands with my children, my beautiful aunt, my crazy cousins. Oops, beautiful cousins, crazy aunt. Switch that. There you go. Just picture yourself, and I have to tell you guys, the strangest thing happened yesterday. I'll see if I can find a photo of it for y'all, but I parked my car in this parking lot, again, up in Los Altos Hills, right up at Palo Alto, where I am during the day, and I, a car next to me, the license plate said, I love Erica on it. I know. What are the odds of me parking and then another car parking next to me with the license plate saying that? So maybe today, as you're shifting into happiness and you're listening to the vibration of this, give yourself a little bit more self-love. That's your thought for today on the show. Thank you for coming. Sassy Sundays, and have a beautiful one.